Hi, my name is Catherine Dickerson. My Kiowa name is Topoma, named after my great-grandmother. I am a registered member of the Kiowa tribe of Oklahoma, descendants of Hongua, English translation is Silverhorn. The Kiowas are located in the southwest part of Oklahoma. Rocky, rough terrain, rolling hills, windswept bluffs, and wide open plains. Spread out from the Wichita Mountains as far as the eyes can see. Silverhorn was noted by the Kiowa tribe as a master illustrator, artist. Born 1860, Silverhorn illustrated everyday life on the plains as a Kiowa, whether it be sacred ceremonies, warfare, or telling the ever-popular same day stories. He was also preserving what was then by drawing illustrations. Silverhorn's son, my grandpa, James Silverhorn, was also a master craftsman along with his brothers. James Silverhorn was also a religious leader of the Kiowa tribe. There's a long line of artisans in the Silverhorn family. My aunts and uncles, along with my parents, Paul and Phyllis Calcaterra Silverhorn, raised me to respect the Kiowa ways. I, as a Kiowa woman, I understand my place in the Kiowa tribe and practicing these today. I grew up hearing, observing, and living the traditional Kiowa ways, prompting me to create craft work today that is identified as a Kiowa piece. To do this way, as my elders did in the past, to make the materials, brain tan hides, and the use of real sinew. These materials were essential for teepees, clothing like pants, shirts, dresses, footwear, bedding and cradle boards, ceremonial items, and also made for calendar keeping. And the list goes on. These ways must be passed down and passed to preserve and keep the identity of the Kiowa tribe. There are guidelines for the way these items were constructed and assembled that also identifies the tribe. These items tell a story and have history themselves. Each piece I make is for a reason. Example, why, where, when, and how these items were worn throughout the daily life on the plains. As a child, numerous same day stories were told at family gatherings. Same day is a mythical folk hero of the Kiowas. The stories tell as how the Kiowas came to be. My favorite same day story is how same day silenced the dogs. These stories are for the young and the elders. They were told from generation to generation. Same day was coming along a trail that led him to a noisy village where everyone was talking at the same time. He thought his expected entry might temporarily silence the people. But when he walked into the camp, everybody ignored him and remained as noisy as before. As he looked around, Same Day saw that inhabitants of the village were dogs. The father dogs were yelling at the mother dogs were yelling at the puppy dogs, and the puppy dogs were yelling at Same Day. The longer he stood there, the louder the dogs yelled. Finally, Same Day could stand the noise no longer. Silence, Same Day shouted. I have come to visit you, and I wish to say something. The dogs ignored his command and continued talking loudly. Four times Same Day ordered the dogs to be quiet, and four times the dogs growled at him and continued noisy talking. The final time Same Day angrily warned them that something bad could happen if they don't remain silent. The dogs continued talking, and Same Day pulled out his medicine bag of power. You would not become silent and listen to what I have to say, declared Same Day. Four times I have asked you to be quiet, and the last time I warned you. Now it's too late. From this day forward, you will not be able to say a single word. Never again will you talk to your mothers or father. Oh, your mother and fathers will be able only to growl and bark, and the puppies will only be able to yap. When they wish to say something, other people will not be able to understand you. From now on, You can talk to other people only with your eyes and tails. And that is why dogs today cannot talk but must communicate with their eyes and tails.